Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. And by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville. We're all about you. Leonard Wheeler was arraigned today on a charge of false report of a misdemeanor, which carries a maximum sentence of 93 days in jail or a $500 fine. He entered a plea of not guilty. The court set a $3,500 personal recognizance bond. Key dates include February 18, 2026, for the prosecutor to provide discovery and a plea offer, and a plea cutoff hearing on March 12, 2026 at 9 a.m., which Mr. Wheeler must attend in person, at which point the court was advised that Wheeler would be representing himself without legal representation. Wheeler also expressed concern about warrant notifications, to which the court clarified a warrant would only be issued if he fails to appear. And Elise Julian Eady has been sentenced to 9 months probation in Huron County after pleading guilty to operating while visibly impaired. The charge stemmed from an August 17, 2025 incident in Sherman Township where she crashed her vehicle after consuming alcohol with a blood alcohol content of 0.11. It was a single vehicle crash where she ended up crashing into a ditch and totaling her vehicle and ending up injured from the crash, which when they took her to the hospital, discovered that her blood alcohol content was 0.11. She was generally sorrowful and said she is dry and will stay that way because it could have been worse. She is a professional, educated young lady with a promising future, and the judge acknowledged that and admonished her to stay away from the alcohol. The court imposed over $1,000 in fines and costs, 24 hours of community service, and mandated continuing attendance at Blue Water Counseling in the lieu of an impact weekend. When we come back after this Ozentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
For 1 week only, save 10% off all parts at your Case IH dealer, Ozentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe, during their spring parts sale. 1 week only, Monday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 7th. Save on everything. Stop in and take advantage of Case IH and Ozentoski's best prices of the year on genuine Case IH parts for all makes and models. Save on both wear parts and special order parts for your tractors and implements. Save on filters, sweeps, tillage points, and more. Remember, Ozentoski and Case IH just doesn't have a few selected parts on sale. They're offering a 10% discount for cash on all parts in stock or any special order parts. You owe it to yourself to check out the competitive prices on ship direct parts. So don't miss the savings February 2nd through February 7th at Ozentoski Farm Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Bad Axe.
This is Tyler Ozentoski. Don't miss the savings at Ozentoski Farm Equipment, your Case IH dealer of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe and Pigeon.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. A Michigan court has granted Don Gerald Dean's application to set aside a 2015 assault conviction, acknowledging its negative impact on his career advancement and his clean record over the past decade. Judge Gerald Prill, presiding over the case, noted that the 52-year-old service technician of Goodell, a Swiss company, was preventing from moving into supervisor roles and accessing military and government installations due to the conviction. And in order for him to travel to Canada for a supervisor position that they would like to offer him, it would require that the charge be dropped from his record. Don Dean, who previously worked for the Department of Defense in Iraq, testified that setting aside the conviction would enable him to return to helping soldiers. The court concluded that removing the conviction would allow him to be involved with military installations and assist troops, which was deemed a very important consideration. The order to set aside the conviction has been executed. And for our national news, New York City faces crisis over extreme cold deaths. Following the recent winter storm, New York officials are under fire after 10 people were confirmed dead due to the frigid temperatures. The deaths had sparked an immediate investigation into the city's emergency shelter capacity and its outreach programs for the homeless population. Local advocates argue that the city's preparedness was insufficient for the duration of the cold snap. In response, City Hall has announced an emergency expansion of Code Blue protocols to ensure that no individual is turned away from warm facilities during the remainder of the winter. And in our international news, NTT Group to showcase photonics unlocks future at MWC. Japan's NTT Group has announced its return to the Mobile World Congress, or MWC, in Barcelona for the first time in 7 years. They plan to showcase IOWN optical technologies, which aim to drastically reduce the power consumption of AI-driven data centers. As global energy demand for AI continues to skyrocket, NTT's focus on light-based computing is being viewed as a potential solution for sustainable tech growth. The company's CEO will deliver a keynote speech detailing the commercialization of these photonic electronics devices. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Kearney, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville, we're all about you. And by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon.